Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what up, rehabbers across the world? Straight Up Podcast listeners, I appreciate you, and I want to get right into this episode. This episode is going to be fire. So you might as well go share it, go text it to your friends, email it, send it to your whole staff, send it to your kids, send it to your students, send it to anybody you care about. Anybody you want to see grow, including yourself, share this on social media, because I promise you, today's message is a message that everybody needs to hear.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up.
We're going to talk about a lot of things today because I'm telling you, I'm coming right from the heart. This is not planned. I'm actually leaving the gym. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. I got to the gym at 4. I'm not telling you to go crazy like that. I'm not telling you to get up at 4 a.m., but I couldn't sleep. My allergies were bothering me and I had a choice. Either I could just stay in my bed or I could go do something about it. So I decided to go work out. I decided to sweat it out. I decided to stop using excuses. There was a point in my life where I would have curled up and say, you know what, I'm tired or I have a little allergies. I can't do what I got to do. But I realized that my goals, I realized that my strength, I realized that the things I want to do in my life, I realized my progression. Don't care about my excuses. And I want to tell you that right now. I'm not telling you to skip sleep because sleep is very important. I'm not telling you not to take care of your body. Listen to your body. But some of you listen to this right now, and I'm going to hit you in the heart. Some of you listen to this right now. You're too good at quitting. Your whole entire life, you have quit. Your whole entire life, you have given up on things that you shouldn't have gave up on. And I know there's some things in your life that you need to be done with that are good for your life. But I'm talking about those things that you gave up on because struggle showed up. I'm talking about those things that you gave up on because hard times showed up. I'm talking about those things you gave up on because the support didn't show up. Think about this right now. How far along would you be in that thing if you wouldn't have gave up? Some of you are too great at quitting and not great enough at believing, not great enough at being resilient. Some of us listen to this right now need to master the art of resilience. And that means the ability to recover quickly. In this life, you're going to experience setbacks. It's facts. In this life, you're going to experience hard times. It's facts. I'm just leaving the gym. There was not a second in the gym of me doing my workout that I didn't want to quit. I purposely put myself in situations, and this is a tactic thing for you. I purposely put myself in situations that are safe that forces me to want to quit. Because I know in that moment I have a choice. I can throw in the towel or I can push through. And I know if I learn to push through, if I learn to be resilient, if I learn to progress, if I learn to have grit, if I learn not to throw in the towel, that strength and that 30 seconds or that minute that I choose to push through is going to be greater than the strength that I gained that whole hour. Some of us, we get to that point of breakdown and we break down instead of breaking through. Just think about this for a second. How far along would you be in your journey if you wouldn't quit all the time? It gets hard. You got to stop being a quitter. You got to stop being a person that looks for a reason to throw in the towel. You got to stop being a person that always looks for excuses. You got to stop being a person that always wants to blame and complain. I know I might sound insensitive right now, but that was me. And as long as I live in that mindset, as long as I was that person, that weak person that I knew I wasn't created to be, that you weren't created to be, as long as I was that person, I knew my success would never be found. I knew my growth that was inside of me would never be discovered. Because you can't grow without growing pains. You can't grow without struggle. I've said this for the last 30 years of my life. You can't do it. But some of us, we see struggle. We see lack of support. We see failure. We see no. We see rejection as an indicator that we're not going in the right direction. And my friend, that is wrong. Oftentimes, that is an indicator that you're going in the right direction. And just think about it right now. I know I said maybe you have a mindset of a quitter, but even think about this right now, right? Maybe in certain areas of your life where it gets difficult, you throw in the towel. But right now, as a whole person, you're not a quitter, because some of you right now have been through so much and you're listening to this podcast right now. I know you have the power to push through. I know it's in you. That's why I'm pushing you today right now. I know it's inside of you. I know you have it in you, but you have to go discover it. This past weekend, I want to tell you a quick story. This past weekend, we had a game. I coach 11 to 12 year olds. I coach Tristan's team. And the previous Friday, we did this thing called The Rock. And I do it with Tristan often. I do it with myself. You probably see me on social media lifting a rock out in nature. But I did it with Tristan. And I want to do it with the whole team. So this rock is heavy, right? This rock is about 40 pounds. It's tough. And you carry this rock uphill. Trust me. Listen to this, okay? Do not listen. Follow me through this story, because I promise you it relates to you. So you carry this rock up the hill. So we brought the whole team. And it's hard. So as you're walking up this hill carrying this 40-pound rock, it gets tough. And I told the kids, I said, you know what? When you get tired, find a way to push through, because there's a great saying that when you get tired, you often have 40% left in you. So I said, find that 30%, find an extra 20%, find an extra 10%. If you can, find an extra 40%. But when you're super tired, when you can't go no more, drop the rock and your teammate will pick it up, right? So that's what happened. Tristan dropped the rock. His teammate picked it up. Teammate dropped the rock. After he went a while, other teammate picked it up. And we grew as a team together. And I told them, I said, this rock, okay? And I want you to think about the rocks in your life right now. The thing that's heavy that you're carrying uphill right now. The thing that wants you to give up right now. The thing that it's just, man, I can't do it no more. What are the rocks in your life right now? What's that big rock that's weighing you down? But you know, it's in your hands for a reason. It's in your life for a reason. And so I told him, I said, hey, there's going to be a time in your life where this rock is going to show up. It might be in your personal life. It might be when you get older, when you have kids. It might be next week in our football game. It's going to be a time when adversity shows up. It's going to be a time when obstacles show up. It's going to be a time where the easiest way to quit shows up and you want to take that route. But you're going to remember this moment where you carried this rock and you pushed through. The rock is going to find you at some point in life. Fast forward to this past weekend. We had a game. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. We had that rock. We played a kid. This kid was like, he seemed like he was 18 years old. He had to be 6'2", 200 pounds, 11 years old. It was, if you ever seen Little Giants, he was Spike. Spike times 80. And so he's running all over our kids, but our kids, we're scoring on offense, they're scoring on their offense. So it's a high scoring game. Halftime, it's 30 to 34. Our kids are looking down because they're focused on this kid just running all over them. They were so focused on what the kid was doing, they didn't realize how much they already did. How many of you listen to this right now? Whoa, I'm fired up. How many of you listen to this right now are so good at focusing on the things that are going wrong in your life that you don't even realize what you're doing right? And our kids, they were so focused on that, they didn't realize that they put up the most points they ever put up in a half, 30 points. So I say, you know what? Look at the scoreboard right now. I say, you have played the best half you ever played. Yes, that kid is probably 88 years old, probably 30 years old. But you know what? You guys are resilient. You know what? You guys are mastering the art of resilience and you guys keep coming back. I said, this half is the rock. I said, who's going to pick up that rock on this team? And I said, before you step back in these lines, before you step back on the field, I said, you need to tap into a person where quitting isn't an option. You need to find that identity where quitting doesn't even come up and you find a way. Because I promise you, if you keep chipping away, I promise you, if you keep fighting inch by inch, and this is to you listening to this, I promise you, if you find a way to keep going, even if you got to crawl, I promise you, struggle has to give up. I promise you, your breakthrough has to happen. It's a part of life. I promise you, your growth is going to show up in your life. And make a long story short, we end up beating this team 50 to 48. That kid got frustrated, pushed one of our kids, got kicked out the game because we were resilient. And when you're resilient, life rewards you. The journey rewards you. I just left the gym and I wanted to quit, right? It was the time I was like, you know what? I'm going to do one more rep because I like to do things where I want to quit to push myself, to show myself that I'm mentally weak, that I have a lot more strength than what I have. I do this last rep. I go downstairs in the locker room. I feel this guy looking at me. All right. He was fully clothed, by the way. So it wasn't no weird stuff. I see this guy looking at me. All right. He looks at me. He says, Trent. And I was like, yeah, what's up? Do I know you? He's like, man, you don't realize this. This is crazy. I had no idea you lived here, but your book, your message saved my life. It saved my marriage. And shout out to you, brother, if you're listening to this right now. I got out of prison and changed my whole life around. He said, man, like, I can't believe I met you. I said, you know what's crazy, bro? I wanted to leave 20 minutes ago, but something was telling me to keep going, and I know why. It obviously, it was because of my growth, to gain some more strength, and maybe because my biceps grew a little bit, but the main reason was to meet you. Because meeting you today lit a fire inside of me and reminded me of how much that I'm doing in my life. Because sometimes, like I said earlier, we get so focused on what we're not doing that we forget what we are doing. And I'm sorry I'm talking fast, but I'm passionate today. I'm trying to give you as much as I can in these 20 minutes. And so the reason I tell you that story is because if I would have quit, I wouldn't have met that guy that gave me inspiration. Some of us are experiencing the struggle, are experiencing hard times, not just for you, but that journey, that road that's paved with obstacles, that road that's paved with rejection is meant for your life. It's the path that's meant for you to go, because you're going to meet people along the way that's going to encourage you. You're going to meet people that's going to support you. You're going to meet people that's going to encourage you. But if you choose to quit every single time, it gets tough. It will never happen. I looked up the word robustness, okay? Robustness. And I wanted to, man, whoo, robustness, the ability to overcome. The ability to overcome. And I'm telling you, greatness, legendary, it's all about that. It's about the ability to overcome. It's about strengthening and sharpening that sword of resilience and robustness every single day. So my friend, my challenge to you tactically is to put yourself in safe situations, but adverse situations. Adverse situations that make you want to give up, that make you want to throw in the towel, but you find a way through it. I need you to do this daily if you can. Because what you're going to do, you're going to change your mindset from a weak mindset to a strong mindset, to a complain mindset to a champion mindset, to a throw in the towel mindset, to grab the towel and wipe the sweat off and throw the towel away mindset. But you have to put yourself in these situations so you can feel comfortable in it. So you can feel comfortable. And I have to remind my team, hey, we've been in this situation before. You guys were carrying a rock, a 60-pound rock up a hill. I had to tell Tristan, yeah, that guy is big, but you tackle me every single day. So remember who you are. Don't let adversity make you forget. Don't let somebody that's bigger than you make you forget. Don't let a hater make you forget. Don't let rejection make you forget. Let these things bring out the beast in you, not the complainer in you, not the weakness in you, not the blame and complain mindset in you. Let it bring out the warrior in you. Let it bring out that champion in you, because every single one of us, I promise you, if the stakes are great enough, the champion will come out. Some of you got some things that you will fight to the death for, whether it's your kids, whether it's your dreams, whatever it is, whether it's your dog. Some of you have it in you, but you don't take that mindset holistically. Some of you are too great at believing the odds, but Trent, you don't understand. There's so many people in front of me, but Trent, I don't have this many followers, but Trent, I've been in this situation. I didn't go to school in my circumstances, but Trent, my relationship has ended, but Trent, my friends left my life. Listen to me right now. To everybody that's had something leave your life, let me tell you something. I've had plenty of things leave my life, and every time someone or something has left my life, it has brought more to my life than it took from my life. But if you're so worried about what has left your life instead of focusing on what you're receiving by their absence, right, then you'll never realize the strength that you're getting. You'll never realize that sometimes certain things have to leave your life to make room for the best things to enter your life. Hello. But you got to stop believing the odds and start believing in yourself. I don't care what the odds say. I'm always betting on myself. I don't care who's against me. I'm always betting on myself. I don't care what workout stands in front of me. I'm always betting on myself. I don't care what other speaker or author, whoever is in front of me. I'm always betting on myself. I don't care whatever obstacles in my face. I'm always betting on myself. I'm always going to believe in me, because I know that's the only option if I want to succeed. I'm sorry I'm yelling to you, but I'm passionate. As people driving by looking at me, my windows fogged up in my car because I'm talking with so much passion. But listen, guys, you got to get great at believing in yourself. You got to get great at looking in the mirror and say, you know what? You bad. Right? You a warrior. You got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm counting on you. I'm betting on you. I don't care who comes up. I'm betting on you. You got to look yourself in the mirror and say that. Because if you don't have that type of mindset, if you don't have that type of belief, I promise you, life will always be hard. Life will always be tough. You're not going to realize that it's really building your strongest faith. The reason I'm able to talk to you with so much passion is because all the hard things that I didn't allow to break me down, but I allowed to build me up. You got to allow it to build you up. You got to keep digging. And speaking of digging, another story. This past weekend, for my wife's anniversary, I had to build a fence. And I don't know if any of y'all ever built like a fence around an acre. And it's like the wooden fence. You got to get cedar. Man, let me tell you something. I wanted to quit. I was like, I need this podcast right now in my ear, because all this digging is for the birds. And we got like clay mud. So like, oh man, there's rocks in there too. But you know what? I said, My family's going to be safe because of this fence. And as corny as it sounds, and my dog's going to be safe. He's not going to be running around. And also, it looks great. And so my neighbors, they say, hey, Trent, we'll help you. We'll help you. And that's another podcast in itself. I promise you, help is there. When you place yourself in the environment by allowing your gifts, people say, Trent, how do I get in this room? Or how do I get around these people? Let your greatness bring you into that room. Let your greatness bring you around those people. But you can't just talk your way into it. You got to let your actions create the environment that you need. You got to let your actions push you into it. You got to let your greatness bring you to it. You got to let your greatness make you become attractive to these other people, to these other mindsets. And so the friends in the neighborhood that are now my new friends, my buddies, we're digging these holes, man. I'm tired. Like, this was the hottest weekend in Texas, 95 degrees. And we've been at like 70. So I'm tired. I'm sweating. We just had a game earlier, an intense game that we won 50-48, what I was telling you about earlier. I'm tired, but I keep digging. I hit a rock. I'm like, dang. So we get the drill. So we get the drill. It won't break through the rock. We trying to dig with the shovel. It won't break. We using all these tools I ain't ever even heard of. I'm like, where y'all get these tools from? But we keep digging. We keep chipping away. We keep chipping away. We get the little, what's it called? The little picks axe, whatever it's called. I ain't no gardener. The little thing that you, that miners use, whatever. Somebody tell me what it is in my DM, right? We get that thing. We chipping away at it. We chipping away at it. We taking turns. And a part of me wanted to say, man, just forget it, bro. Let's just move this fence over. It might look a little weird, but who cares? Like, nah, man, we going to do it. I say, you're right. Let's get it. So we chip. Literally five swings later, this rock broke. Five swings later, the rock broke. Five swings later, the rock broke. Trent, what are you talking about? How does that relate to me? Some of you are five swings away from your greatness. Maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 5 months, maybe it's 5 days. But I promise you this, I can't tell you when it's gonna show up, but I promise you if you quit, it will never show up. I promise you if you throw in the towel, it will never happen for your life. And some of y'all quit way too early. You didn't come this far just to come this far? You ain't going through it just to go through it? If you're gonna go through it, you might as well get something out of it. I always say, since we here, we might as well get something out of it. I ain't about to pack my stuff and go home after I traveled this far. I'm going to get something out of it. And you listen to this right now. It is time for you to get something out of it. It's time for you to keep chipping away. Trent, how do I do that? You do that by your habits and your rituals. It ain't no secret to success, man. All these books, all these people with these tips and stuff. At the end of the day, it's three simple things. It's making a choice. That's it. It's making a real choice. Some of you ain't made a choice, because if you really made a choice, instead of turning around every time it gets hard, you will find a way or you will create your way. That's making a choice. Choice is burning the bridge where it ain't no going back. That's a real choice. So it's about one, making a choice. It's about two, my magic C words that I always say. One is about finding a commitment, because when the commitment is real enough, the struggle will never be great enough. Never. You will find a way. Think about this in your life right now. Think about a time that there was no way and you still found a way. Like, we underestimate our capabilities so much. And a lot of times that's because we're comparing our life to other people. We're focusing on our past failures because we didn't fail so much, or we didn't quit so much as a part of our DNA. Like, we believe that. But when you have a strong why and a reason that you hear so many people talk about, it's a reason why people talk about that. Because you will find a way. Our kids, they found a way to win the game because they had that rock. They remember. They said, no, if we just do our part, I can't control that 30-year-old kid that was playing 11 to 12-year-olds. That was as big as me. You can't control him, but you can control you. I told Trish, you can't control him, but you can control you. If he score, you score. You need to show yourself that you belong on this field. I told the kids, y'all need to show yourself that y'all belong here. All y'all got NFL dreams, D1 dreams. Show yourself you belong here. I don't care who it is. Go slay Goliath, David. And it's the same with you. Show yourself you belong here. Don't get mad at other people that's doing it because you choose to quit and they choose to keep going. Don't get mad at people because they got certain things in their life that they really work for, that they sweat for. But every time you sweat, you say, oh, I don't want to, let me dial it down instead of turning it up. And number three is that consistency, right? So make a choice, you find commitment, and you find consistency. That's it. That is the formula. Stop looking for some magic thing that you think is going to help you break through. You got to be anti-fragile, right? You got to get stronger because of your breaks. Because you've been down so much, it's built you up. It's made you tougher. It's made you more resilient. It's made you more robust. It's made you all of these things. But some of us, we're not committed to it like that. We're not dedicated to it like that. And we wonder why we get it. And like I always said, if you're getting these results that you don't like, oftentimes because you're not putting the work that you should be putting in. And that's not 100% true all the time. But a lot of times, if you show me your results, right? If you show me your results, then I'm going to probably know the type of work that you put in consistently over time. Because some of us, every time that a brick wall has shown up, instead of figuring a way to break through it, instead of grabbing that rock like I did and keep drilling through that rock, you go find another rock. You go find another path. And then you get to that path, another obstacle, then you quit on that one. Then you go to another place and you quit and you quit and you quit and you spend your whole life quitting, right? That, to me, to me, it takes more energy to quit than it does to push through if you're gonna keep on doing it. So guys, share this episode. I'm sorry I'm hype today. I know I'm just all over the place, but I want to pour into you guys. So I know you guys are working out right now. You loving this episode. I know that you're running right now. You loving this episode. But if you like putting the baby to sleep, this might not be the episode for you. So I apologize. But I want to have these episodes, man, that you can go back to, that you need to hear when times get hard, man. And I'm not calling anybody a quitter. Like, I don't want you to start taking this wrong. Oh, I quit, so Trent thinks I'm a quitter. No, you're not a quitter. That's not your real identity. That's the identity that you chose to take on. You're not a quitter. That's the person you're choosing to be. And just like you can choose to be a quitter, guess what? You can choose to be a warrior right now in this moment. You can choose to be a champion right now in this moment. You can choose to be an overachiever right now in this moment. You can choose to be a person that's resilient right now in this moment. You're just a choice away from a new beginning. A choice away from a new beginning. A choice. Everything that you've been through in your life and you're still here. Stop believing your limitations, man. Stop believing what you can't do. Stop believing the lies someone's told you, the lies life has told you, and start believing in your greatness. And the best thing to do, how to start it, is to go put yourself in situations that you have the opportunity to give up. So if it's going to run 3 miles today, go do it. If it's going to the gym, I don't care what it is. Put yourself in situations where your resilience is built. Put yourself in situations where your willpower is tested. Put yourself in situations where your discipline is tested. Realize a lot of you made it through this year. You made it through 2020. Well, we got a few months, but you get what I'm saying. You made it through it. You didn't fold. You might have bend it, if that's even a word. You might have thought about it, but you ain't folded. You ain't folded. Get comfortable with your backs against the wall. Get comfortable with it. Get comfortable when your back's against the rope. Get comfortable with it. Because I'm telling you, man, greatness is here for you. It's here for everybody. You just got to go take it. Like I tell you in every single video, message, podcast, it all starts with you, man. I'm sorry if I killed your eardrum this episode, but hey, I'm hyped up, man. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. So I've been up all night. My voice is probably going. My allergies are killing me. But you know, I said, hey, this is an opportunity to do your podcast right now. Can you still bring it? Can you still bring it? Would people even know that you going through it? Not feeling too well? Nah, y'all wouldn't know if I didn't even say it. Because I refuse to use excuses. I refuse to go through this life and just live this life. I refuse to just exist, man. I'm going to get the most out of this thing. If I got to live here in this world, I'm going to get the most out of this thing. I'm going to get the most. I'm going to squeeze the freaking juice out the lemon. I'm going to squeeze it. I'm going to squeeze it till it ain't no more. And that's what y'all got to do, man. It's time for y'all to step up to the plate because you got them home runs in you. You'll never hit them if you don't swing the bat. And you can't swing the bat if you don't step up. All right, that's enough. Y'all text me, man. If you got to end this episode, text me. If you're about growth, text me. It ain't for everybody, but if you want to be challenged, text me, 817-242-2719. All right? It's rehab time. Let's get it. Actually, 2619. One of those numbers, I'm too hype. It's one of, just look in the notes, okay? It's 27. I'm just too hype right now. So look in the podcast notes. Make sure you download it and all that good stuff, man. Woo! Stop being a quitter, man. You ain't no quitter. You're just choosing to be one. Let's go.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff. long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.